Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Welcome to March 1st, man.
March 1st.
Is this where it comes in like a lamb and goes out like a lion, or is it vice versa?
Yeah. So this would be the lamb edition.
You're so lamb.
Lambs to the slaughter.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Stu. Good morning, Charlie.
How are
y'all this morning? Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show.
Hi, everybody.
Harder.
Airware. So,
everywhere. We got any birthdays this week?
I thought there was somebody. Yeah, I'm sure every day somebody said. I'll tell you one. Bassist Jerry Navarro, a very legendary session musician up in Nashville. His birthday is
today.
Like
any foodie or wine people.
He actually taught me a lot of the techniques for traditional Mexican food.
Awesome.
He probably also eats daily.
Yeah, at least daily.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Special announcements. We got any special announcements?
Mike's here.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I just found out I wasn't supposed to be here.
You're the one that told me you were going to a concert the first weekend after Mardi Gras.
I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I will be in 3 weeks. I'm going to.
Oh, no. I'm not taking you seriously this time.
So, Mike, did the virus scare you off or what?
No. The guy changed the date. Of the concert, the show I was going to see.
Oh, the date of the concert. I thought you meant he changed y'all's date.
No.
Okay.
Not what anything like that at all.
Yeah.
But I'm supposed to go to the New Orleans Wine and Food Experience in a couple of weeks.
And what are you going to experience? Wine and food.
And notice
where at?
And notice the order he put that in. Yeah. Wine, then food.
Well, that's what it is. It's Nowfe, Nowfe.
Yeah, they're the only thing that puts wine first.
Do you have to buy a ticket to that ahead of time?
Oh, yeah. Me being an important part of the media,
mm-hmm.
I do get some certain
and,
perks.
And which part is that?
Well, I report for the, we come for the Sip and Chew Show. I represent the and Chew Show.
But, so are you going to be over there on a Sunday morning to do it live from there?
I'll probably be back because it's only on Thursday and Friday I'm going.
Well, I hope you make it back.
I already know not to trust you.
2 days to recover and get home?
I can't trust myself. Who knows? Man, there's some people, there's some buzz going on in West Mobile and across the bay.
Really?
Yeah.
Bees? Buzz.
And it ain't bees. It's causing a buzz.
What's causing it?
Whataburgers. Man, people are excited about it.
Are they expanding?
Tillman's Corner is nowhere near West Mobile.
I know they're chains.
Yeah.
But
Whataburger is
it's still a good, it's
stuff.
Still a good burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one going in Daphne, right by the police station.
Yeah.
Well, that's
and the Wacky Shrimp.
Yeah.
And then one in Tillman's Corner. Yes.
Right, which is right a by, long way from right West Mobile.
Where exactly. In Tillman's Corner?
It's southwest.
South Mobile. Yeah.
South Range Line.
Yeah.
By the new veterans place?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because there's a whole bunch of Panda Express and Fusaclis have opened right there, too.
Oh, that's a bunch of things right there. Sure is. So I think I'm going to start my thing here.
Why don't you start your thing there, Mike?
Yeah.
Talking about your cell phone.
Start the watch party.
Hey, firing this thing up.
Firing up the watch party. But
well, I'm excited now.
Why are you excited?
Because it's going to be a Whataburger in his neighborhood.
We hate to have to go all the way to Schillinger's Road for the one location.
Or the one, the loop.
Go to Snow Road.
Once upon a time, I worked for Mel Tillis, and he did Whataburger commercials, and his famous line was, I had a nickel when I came in here.
I use that.
Yeah.
I use it every time I pull a bunch of change out of my pocket at the register. I say, I had a nickel when I came in here.
Well, it's probably over the head of the person in the window.
Everything I talk about today is over the head of people I'm talking to. Because they're like 30, 40 years younger than I am.
So hey, Stu, did you mention sometime in the last couple of weeks about a new beignet shop downtown?
Yeah, Mobe Beignets.
Okay, that's not part of Pete Bloom's group.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Mobe Beignets.
Yep.
I have a granddaughter that is part-timing at a beignet shop, and I'm thinking that's probably where it is.
That's the only beignet shop in Mobile.
Should be it. I passed by it the other day when I got pulled over by the police for riding my bicycle up the wrong Coffin Street.
And that law changed, man, in the 60s.
And?
A bicycle is traffic. You get on the road. You put it on the sidewalk, it's illegal. You go against the flow of traffic,
I think what he did, because cops sit there all day long, every night, especially during our walking out of
there. He was riding
and they don't say anything. But he pulled out in front of me and I almost ran and slammed my bicycle into him. So I think it upset him.
He didn't pull out in front of him. You were in the wrong place doing the wrong thing. Almost hit him.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
But yet.
You could have injured that fine man.
Those people and all those little scooters down there and those golf carts, they were all going the same way I was going.
Everybody I have heard
pull
about
them over.
Said you could be driving down the road, throwing dead bodies out, they ain't going to pull you over. But if you were on a golf cart, they were pulling people over instantly.
Well, they didn't. Yes, they didn't that day because they were all driving up and down Dolphin Street both ways.
Wasn't that Joe Kane Day?
No, it's Mardi Gras Day.
Oh, okay. I'll say, because you know Joe Kane Day, they ain't no laws.
Now, Art Walk.
I wouldn't have the nerve to ride a bike on Mardi Gras
Art Walk,
Day.
They closed Dolphin off from there by the garage and the bicycle shop all the way down to Royal Street.
Yep.
Except if you're going north to south. East West, they shut Dolphin Street down.
Right.
During our walk, it befuddles me why they don't shut Dolphin Street down during Mardi Gras, and they're still allowing cars going up and down Dolphin, and there's more people at that time on Dolphin Street than any other time.
Eliminate some floats,
you know. No, they haven't got anything to do with floats. It's why they park it. Why are people driving up and down Dolphin Street or driving down Dolphin Street when Mardi Gras is going on?
Well, those are questions that are difficult to ponder at this hour on a Sunday morning.
And why are we still having daylight savings time?
Yeah, why does it still exist?
Yeah, I know.
When is it coming back?
Next week.
I have a friend, he said he refuses to set his clock ahead next week. We'll see how that works.
I still say, if you want an extra hour of daylight, get up an hour earlier.
Mm-hmm. Or move
Instead,
to another
Instead,
move to
you're
another
making
planet.
Everyone get up an hour earlier because you want an extra hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
can't please them all.
Yeah. And certainly don't put the other. And the Native American expression, only a white man would say cutting 6 inches off of a blanket and sewing it onto the other end makes the blanket longer.
Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah. Hey,
how you doing?
What was I about to say?
How about you, Tony Sawyer, down there at Bob's Downtown Diner?
You know what?
I want to
do
breakfast.
A big shout-out to Tony and his crew and all the volunteers.
Feeding
and
the
all
cops.
Those that donated. Yep. Fed the cops. Did a great job. They even had money left over, and they donated that to the survivors of the fallen soldiers.
Fantastic.
And,
incredible
job. But the police and the first responders that are working Mardi Gras often don't get a chow break.
They don't. They don't. But I don't know what intersection that was at, but on Water
Fat
Street,
and happy.
I saw
Water.
Water Street. There was a, you know, they've got cops sitting all along Water Street at all the intersections there, and they had a tent with grills set up and all that. Mm-hmm. They created their own area. Yeah. I don't know if they knew about it. They may not have known about it.
Not everybody could get down there. My buddy Joe Piggott's a lieutenant with the state trooper's office. Mm-hmm. And I messaged him, told him, hey, man, go down there and get it. And he said he just wasn't able to make it down there. But he heard that the pulled pork was phenomenal.
That's what I heard. But they were delivering people. Mm-hmm. Cops, last year when I volunteered and helped, they would come up and they'd put 100 meals in a SUV and then go deliver them. Out there.
Well, just another great reason to visit Bob's Downtown Diner.
Yep.
Always good. Today's going to be a beautiful day to visit Bob's Downtown Diner.
Yeah, great food, affordable prices, and
probably be good sitting outside.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this.
It'll be a beautiful week. I'm getting ready to strip my deck and seal it with some Thompson's water seal.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd want to do on a beautiful Sunday.
I've been doing that once a year.
Tomorrow.
Each year it gets a little harder.
What was those?
Oh, here comes the break music.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, who's doing this, Stu?
It's Home Free featuring vocals from Bay Minette's own Adam Chance.
Whiskey therapy sessions.
Love this group.
Buying drinks to buy some time beneath the stained glass neon lights while the bartender listens. As long as you're tipping, it's a place to heal and a place to hurt. After a long week of hell, it's like Sunday church. You'll hear dirty jokes and the gospel truth, a jukebox choir singing.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, y'all. This is Sarah Lassiter with Renaissance Mobile Hotels, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Sweet girl. One of our favorites.
Love her. She's there a couple weeks ago.
Yep. I was there the day she started in the restaurant industry.
I'll be darned.
We both started at Roma Cafe the same day, and that was her first restaurant
job. She's on fire.
Yeah, she's on fire.
You set her on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you get credit for creating their initial menus out there?
Not at Roma. No, there are several rogue restaurants that I have, but not Roma. They had an established menu when I got there.
Yeah, well, are they still making all their stuff from scratch, basically?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's really good food.
Haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
I haven't either, and got to correct that.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't get everywhere there is.
Yeah.
I finally got to one of my customers the other day. I went to Guido's and ate.
Use your car.
Well,
Guido's was awesome.
Let me recap my Mardi Gras weekend.
Okay.
We had plans getting off work Sunday. Heather had Monday and Tuesday off because she works in a law office downtown, and there's
no point.
There's no point in opening. The courts are all closed. There's the post office, you can't get to it, so there's no point. So Mardi Gras falls about halfway between my birthday and Heather's birthday every year, so we try and go out of town, do something. My plan was to drive up Jackson, Alabama, about an hour and 20 minutes north of here. It's a town that I haven't been to since the 80s. It has grown immensely. There's some notable restaurants there. I found a campground on the Tom Bigby at the Old Lock, and that's what it's called, Old Lock 1, that the county, Clark County, has turned into a beautiful free campground.
Wow.
And it has restroom facilities there, their boat launch and everything. There's no power hookup, no sewer, any of that. You got to run off your own stuff if you've got a camper, which is called boondogging.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, we have the kit that turns the bed of the truck into a tent, so you're up off the ground. We have an air mattress in there. We drove up there to try that out. We're snaking through the back country because I mean, you get to roads that just, you know, I hope no one's coming the other direction by the end of this. We're 500 feet from the campground. Road closed due to flooding. Campground closed.
Wonderful.
So we're in outside of Jackson about 9:30 at night, and we're frustrated. We sit there, and then we decide, well, the reason I picked one that close to home for our first trip was if it doesn't go right, we'll just turn around and go
home.
Something
like that happened.
So we were back home by 11. So Monday, we just, you know, felt the blahs. Tuesday, we got on up, and we drove up North Baldwin County just for a little day excursion. Started out at the Stagecoach Cafe, that fried chicken. And we get up there, and Heather goes, this place better be good as much as you talk about it. And we're sitting there eating chicken, and she's really quiet. And I'm thinking, it's really good. And finally she goes, well, I'm going to tell you, whoever made this batter knows what they're doing. And that place is good. Had some fried pork chops. She had, for the first time in her life, warm banana pudding. The baked kind with the meringue on top.
Yeah.
Very good. And then we did two excursions. We went to the site of the Fort Mims Massacre, which, in case you didn't know, the Stockton, North Baldwin County.
I've never been there.
Has been rebuilding it. The first time I went, I was like 13 or 14, and it was just woods in the middle of a trailer park.
Did they ever get the sand away from the doors?
The doors were gone over 100 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was nothing left. They are rebuilding the fort now, and they've got the old palisades up. They've got some just basically timbers and squares that let you know where certain buildings were. There's a nice little thing that walks you around, tells you what happened, where it was coming. Makes the settlers out to be nicer people than they were. And if you hear about the Creek Indian War, it always says, and Charlie, you taught school, that it started at the massacre at Fort Mims, which is not true. It started when the white people attacked a village at Burkhorn Creek, and Fort Mims was retaliation for that. But when you write history and you're the winner, you get to leave out the part where you're the bad guy, where you started the fight. Now, in the coming weeks, I want to take her up to Horseshoe Bend, where the war ended, because they've always had a beautiful park up there, if you've never been, that's completely interactive, takes you from site to site and lets you know what happened. And they don't cover up the atrocities of Andrew Jackson and the murdering women of children with the butts of guns, because a bullet was worth more money than their life was.
Yeah.
So he said, just beat them to death. And it's a very important part of our history that we have kind of covered up in this state. The Creeks were the good guys. From there, we went down to the Baldwin Bicentennial Park. Are you familiar with this one, Mike?
That sounds familiar.
It is right off the interstate on that first little road. And they're rebuilding some of the late 1800s. It's a great little park there, too. So we spent the whole day over in North Baldwin County and had a great time.
A history day.
Yeah, so we're going to a call now.
Yeah.
What's going on? All we know is Steve's on the line.
Let's talk about Dauphin Street.
Talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Charlie, good to hear your voice. All you. So Dauphin Street is normally left open because they stuck on cockeye and use that as the emergency.
There's your answer, Mike.
And so Dauphin, one of the streets has to stay open. So they have normally used that and St. Francis to keep open. But as you guys were talking about, there's so many. I don't know if you had a chance to go to Mo Bay, the new vignette place.
We were just talking about it.
Oh, I'm going to be 350 pounds by the end of the year. I mean, between that and Soku, which is a new restaurant, great restaurant downtown. Of course, Spotted Tea is always a favorite. But there was probably about 12 new restaurants downtown as opposed to like 20 years ago.
And oh, yeah.
Some of them fine dining, some of them like Bob's is great. It's just great to see so many new culinary restaurants and people involved in, you know, getting Mobile and downtown Mobile revitalized down there. And it's been a long haul, but I was away for a while and came back, and it's just extraordinary to see so much, not only development for the residential side, and but the restaurant side is just unbelievable.
It has
so many choices.
Great choices.
Yeah, Mobile has become a destination for people who want to eat. I mean, it's on bucket list the way Portland was for a while, and Austin, and Birmingham, and Nashville. Now Mobile is on that list
and
foodies across the country.
All that's moving over to other streets, too.
Right.
And it needs to. Absolutely.
Yes, it's moving. Just like in New Orleans, where you had Bourbon Street for so long, you have Royal Street, all these other side streets that are developing, and I think that's going to be
great. Keep your eye on St. Louis Street.
I just want to say thank you so much to the police, the fire department, and the sheriff's department.
Absolutely.
Doing such a great job.
Oh, and the state troopers, a ton of state troopers came down and worked, too. There in Mardi Gras.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and thank you for clearing up why they keep that open. They need an artery for first responders to get through. So
I love the show, sir. I think it gives it a good chance for people to listen and go to places that they've never been before.
Thank you, sir.
Keep up the great work.
That's what we try to
appreciate
do.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to try that beignet place out. Yeah. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get on my bicycle today.
Wasn't Jim from Georgetown telling us about it?
I'm gonna get on my bicycle today, and I'm gonna ride up Dolphin Street to that beignet
with
shop.
Traffic, because you have as much right to be on the.
I know that.
Yeah,
but you know
the problem I have with that, and I ride a bike, is that all it takes is a distracted driver coming up behind you, and
right.
you're on a bicycle, and you're history.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather see him coming at me and move off the road if I have to.
With my daytime job, Charlie, I have to drive the county roads a lot in Baldwin County, and I have to be really aware of those bicyclists.
And cows.
I haven't had any problems with cows, but I have had problems.
You've only got to have one problem with the cow.
Chickens. I have had problems with chickens out in the road.
They won't do the damage,
and they won't move.
Yeah.
Well, there's your source of dinner.
Yeah, they didn't cross the road. That's their problem.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
What's those little seedling things that are popping up in the ground that Heather posted on Facebook? What are y'all
morning glories? I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bill Finch is going to be in studio today, so you could ask him.
Yeah, I got some stuff to run by him. I got a get-rich-quick scheme.
Oh, my God.
That'll
gosh.
Take a couple of years to
don't announce it on the air.
What is it? We won't tell.
You want to wait till I turn the microphones off?
Michael, the next segment, we're going to dedicate to this. This is a favorite time of year for Michael and I.
Mm-hmm.
We love us some spring festivals.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I got a list that we're going to go through when we come back. 343-0106. What is that, Mike?
Callahan Social Irish Club.
Close enough.
Text line.
Close enough. You got all the right
words. We've been getting texts all morning.
Yeah.
Yes. All morning we've been getting texts.
Yeah.
You can text and call to the same number.
You can text Texas if you will.
Text Texas.
Or text from Texas.
On the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Simon Majumdar, and I'm telling you to listen to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. It's the best food show on the radio.
Saw him the other night on
Guys
Grocery Games.
Yeah. We're going to go through Jim in Georgetown. It's talking about the Mobe Beignet Company. Says it is fantastic. Says to get the butter sauce and or the cinnamon sauce. He prefers the butter sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that's all about. So we got to investigate.
Before trying.
Cinnamon. Man.
Yeah. I'm off next Sunday, so maybe Heather and I go check out the beignet place. And I bet she just sat up and smiled. And Chris in Sarah Land asked a question of Charlie. Charlie, did you ever teach at 8 Mile Elmer?
No, but I was aware because people used to say, are you the Mr. Moss that teaches at 8 Mile? I used to get that all the time. The time he was teaching at 8 Mile, and I almost went to work there one time, but I was across the interstate at Chasang Middle School teaching 7th and 8th grade science and math.
You mean voodoo?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah.
Hey, talking about sauces, down at Bob's Downtown Diner.
Been there.
Ducky's duck sauce.
Yeah.
Don't
has no duck
about
in
that.
It. Has no duck.
Has no duck in it, but it is created by Ducky.
By a guy named Ducky.
By a guy named Ducky
Explains
in the
that.
Kitchen. Yeah. Great guy, great cook.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, that's one of the people that makes this show possible.
Mm-hmm.
Is Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner, Fat and Happy.
Yeah.
Tony Sawyer down, doing great things for the community, doing all kind of fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
All the time with those motorcycles.
You know, they need to officially rename the streets, and then it would show up on maps as Fat and Happy.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a great idea. And then we want to thank Deborah and her family over there at Hall's Sausage.
Yep. Deborah, I'll be contacting you soon. I got something cooking, Something cooking, so to speak.
Okay.
It sort of fits the motif of the show.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, it's beautiful weather. We're
beautiful.
Getting into spring now.
Look at that sun
and
out there.
What is there to do coming up?
Well, you know, that's the old saying. There ain't nothing to do in Mobile.
Right? That's wrong.
Well, yeah. I'm looking at a piece of paper that says otherwise. Starting next week. Well, actually, starting yesterday was the Seafood Festival at the Wharf.
Uh-huh. And Antique Car Show.
Yep. I like them old cars, man.
I do too.
Yeah.
You got one in your garage.
Yeah, got a 66 Ford F-100 with about 58,000 original on it. Got to get it restored.
You do still drive it around occasionally?
No, the tires are flat because they're dry rotted. I mean, it needs to be fully restored.
Oh, okay.
But he has it.
So it's a work in progress.
Yeah, right now the only thing that's progressing is that it needs work.
And he ain't got time.
Yeah. But next weekend.
Starting next weekend,
got the America Cancer Society Chili Cook-Off at Mardi Gras Park. And that's a big event every year. And we went last year and had a great time.
Yeah.
Had some good chilies. And then I don't know what's going on the 14th, but the 21st, you got two different things going on. The Mobtown Mac and Cheese Fest at Cathedral Square. That's 11 to 3.
I won't be there because I'm just not a mac and cheese guy. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, then you can run out to the grounds and go to the annual Mobile Chocolate Festival.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wonder why that's happening. Is there a reason why that's happening?
Well, yeah. They have it every year at that same place because it's
right before Easter.
Oh, I never really thought
of it. I wonder if they're going to do the fashion show made out of candy wrappers again this year.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, you know, sure.
That sounds
now, out of now they're
wrappers.
Recycling.
That
now
sounds recycling. Creepy to me.
Yeah.
No, it's not creepy.
And that weekend we will be having a guest on from Mobile Baykeeper because that following Wednesday is the Bay Bites Food Truck Festival down at Cooper Riverside Park. That may be Thursday, whatever the 25th is. That's the day it is.
I can't check.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Mm. The 25th is what you need to know.
It's going to be on a Wednesday.
Yeah. That's just March.
It's always on Wednesday.
Yeah, during the week, so people can get off work and go to it.
Yeah, it's always on Wednesdays.
That's just March.
Oh, my God. That's exhausting there. What else is there?
April. On the 4th, it's the 6th Annual Zydeco and Crawfish Festival at Waterway Village in Gulf Shores. That's from 10 to 6. The next day, on the 5th, it's the Taco Takedown. That's presented by the Mobile Arts Council. This is their second one, I believe. That's at Cathedral Square from noon to 3. Ready?
Yeah.
Then the next weekend, the 11th and 12th, you got the Baldwin County Strawberry Festival. Now, that's one of the biggies right there.
That is a big event.
That is a huge event. It's at Loxley Municipal Park from 9 to 5 on both days.
And I hear we're going to have a pretty good crop.
You know, when I used to have my soda business, they bought one soda for me. Can you guess what soda that was?
Strawberry.
You got
strawberry.
It. That's all they wanted was strawberry.
Yeah. One can't bottle?
They bought cases of it.
Oh, but
I can't imagine where the connection is. So
Well, the next weekend, if you didn't get your fill of chili this month, next month on the 18th is the Mobile Police Department's Chili Cook-Off at Bienville Square from 11:30 to 2. I haven't been to that one yet. I don't know what the goings-on
are. I'd be afraid to judge that. I'd be afraid to judge that one.
Now, this next one, I'm hoping you've got some insight into. This is the 25th of April, the Fizzy Fest.
What?
Yeah, you should know about this, wine guy. A celebration of bubbles and brunch.
Is that a new event? I don't remember ever hearing
it. Yeah, where is that at?
As far as I know, Crown Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what did Crown Hall used to be?
It used to be the American Red Cross.
Okay. Well, it's at 853 Dolphin Street. Mm-hmm. The Fizzy Fest goes on from 10 to 2.
So, what day is that?
25th? April 25th.
I'm going to have to go to that.
Yeah. And then 3 days later, this is the big one. To me, this is the big one. Alberta Sausage Festival.
That is big.
Oh, yeah.
And all you got to know is go to Alberta, Alabama. You go, where? It doesn't matter that every car is going to be going.
Follow the cars.
You're going to get traffic. They're going to funnel you there. It doesn't matter if you wanted to pass through. You're going to the Sausage Fest.
No matter if you're going to get lottery tickets or not, you're going to be there.
And then I'm going to wrap it up. There's more going on in May, but I'm going to wrap it up with just the first weekend.
Man, I'm exhausted now.
Yeah. May 2nd.
Yeah.
The Southern Sounds Barbecue and Blues Fest. This is a new event at Loblolly Farm, which I've seen some aerial photos. Gorgeous setup.
Yeah.
It's out in Sims, 9930 Stone Road. It's off a lot.
Stone Road.
Yeah, man. Stone Road. Well, because it's close to Box Road, which was famous in the 80s for a lot of creative growing.
No.
But it is from 10 o'clock in the morning until, so you're going to have barbecue, you're going to have blues, you're going to be in this wonderful country setting out in Sims with rolling hills, mm-hmm. and it looked like a huge place for everybody to sit, a beautiful lake there. I'm going to have to try and squeeze myself into that. But that's
Sims is coming on.
Loblolly Farm.
I happen to know some things that you didn't mention there.
I know that there are other events that aren't food-centric that mm-hmm. are be going on. The Azalea Festival is going on in Sims. You got the Festival of Flowers at Providence Hospital. Mm-hmm. I know Bill does a little thing in Mobile Botanical Gardens every year where they sell some weeds or something. I don't know. But
weeds about Sims.
Nursery capital of the world. Thank
That's
you.
Right.
And by the way, Mike, Stone Road does not end with a D.
Okay. I get it now.
Box Road does.
Okay. So I noticed the things. There's the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival.
Yeah.
That's always St. Patty's Day weekend.
Huge weekend. Yeah.
They're about around St. Patty's Day. And also St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
At Callahan's.
Yep.
You know those guys.
Yeah, I'm familiar. They sponsor our text line.
That's it.
Callahan's Irish Social Club text line. See, yes, that's the same words you use, but in the correct order.
As long as you start with
Callahan's and end with line, you're happy with everything in between, can't you?
I like to keep it interesting, at least.
Yeah, it's a creative interpretation of their name.
Mm-hmm.
So, that fried chicken in Stockton.
Still thinking about it, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, that's what I am about Champies. You know, I just love that chicken at Champies.
Yeah.
I'm having to back off.
You almost stole somebody's jingle there.
Well, But anyway, I'm having to back off all that fried stuff now. I really am.
Probably a good idea.
I noticed that a lot of our friends took Ash Wednesday off.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown. Those folks deserve it. If you went to work Wednesday
mm-hmm.
and was going to go somewhere for lunch and you were like, why are they closed? You should have been in their kitchen and in their dining room the previous 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Those people needed a break.
Absolutely.
And,
they deserve it.
I know Roosters was closed, I believe. I think
Bob's was.
Yeah, I think Heroes and Royal Scam.
I think the Garage was.
Yeah, and they you just need it. I could tell you after doing St. Patrick's Day at an Irish pub, we should have never been open the day after. Because we walked in just wiped out.
Hey, I want to mention two things that that happened this past week. At the wine bar Thursday night, we did
Wine bar would that be?
Le Bichon.
Okay, where is that located?
That's on Main Street, right by Mancy's.
In Daphne, Alabama?
In Daphne, Alabama. Okay. Old Town Daphne. Yeah. And anyway, we did very well. We had a lot. We did a Girl Scout cookie and wine pairing.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what. I was shocked.
Never mm-hmm. thought of that pairing.
I was shocked putting this Line 39 Sauvignon Blanc with the lemonade cookies.
Ah.
But everybody was, I want to try the Thin Mint and whatever wine we had paired
with that. Would really help the Girl Scouts sell cookies.
But the lemonade, what we should have done it a month earlier and had the Girl Scouts outside selling cookies that night, because people were asking, can we buy the cookies?
Yeah.
Let me know. Mm-hmm. My niece Mariella sells them.
Awesome.
We will make arrangements.
And here's another thing. Friday night we had Lauren Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
My God, they packed them in.
Oh, I bet.
You're talking about a big voice. God, that girl's got a big voice. Love her.
And underrated as a guitarist. She doesn't do a lot of lead work, and it's the kind of thing that maybe it escapes the lay person when they listen. But to a musician, her acoustic work is just absolutely phenomenal.
I didn't even hear guitar. All I heard was her voice.
Yeah.
I
have always, whenever I've seen Lauren live, I have just, mm-hmm. part of me gets lost in her voice, a part of me is listening to what she's doing on guitar. It really is, it's wonderful playing, a classic example of acoustic guitar playing.
And let me tell you something else.
Yeah, tell me.
All week, all these customers were telling me,
mm-hmm.
hey, Mike, listen to you every Sunday morning, you and Stu.
On what?
And they were coming in.
What are they listening to?
They were coming into the wine bar.
Are
saying,
they eavesdropping?
Hey, Mike, we listen to y'all on 106.5.
Oh, on the radio. Oh, my God. I thought you meant they were just tapping our phone lines.
Had three people in last night that listened to us.
Excellent.
And one of them was enjoying his 20, I don't know, he looked a little more mature than me, but he was born on.
It's hard to do that, Mike.
On February 29th, so he really wasn't all that old, technically.
About eight.
All right. Well, we're about to go to the break. If you want to get in on this action, it's 343-0106. And what is that, Mike?
That's the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Hey,
and let me tell you what.
There we go.
If you got a Mel Tillis style. If you got a credit card and you like to use your credit card to go to restaurants, we might got something you might want
to. You fixing to get woke. Fitting to get woke.
Serve some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Oh. Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in Halong's Lady Land.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hello, this is Vlad from Mediterranean Sandwich Company. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
That guy was out there fishing this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
He was on Facebook Live fishing this morning.
Jeez. Yeah, he's a heck of a fisher. I've got to get into a Mediterranean. They have done a little upheaval of the the sandwiches are still there. They have brought on a lot of grain bowls and some healthy alternatives.
I can ride my bike to there, too.
Yeah, just obey the law. The law that has existed pretty much since you've been a kid.
Mm-hmm. I'm confused with all the roads downtown.
Yeah.
I've been living there 5 years. So I'm confused.
And there's so many of them that are one way. That gets
well,
confusing.
A lot of them are changing. They're changing both ways now.
Royal Street is two ways, Charlie.
Ooh.
Two ways.
And part Royal of Street. Part of what street is that? I don't remember.
It doesn't matter.
But anyway, Stu.
Yeah. What's on your mind,
Mike? I got a credit card.
Okay. Or debit.
And every time I go in, or debit. Yes, you're right.
It's
every
actually the
time
debit
I
card
go in,
it's the big deal.
To a restaurant or anywhere, a bar or whatever, there's an extra little line there now.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a message on there
about
if I pay cash, my bill will be cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got.
You know why that is? Because they charge the merchant.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. And the merchants pass it on. The merchants feel they should pass it on to
the consumer. It's not feel. It's they're not going to be able to afford to take the cards if they don't.
Because
it may be 37 cents to you.
Yeah.
But it may
it's
be
37 cents a thousand times to them.
That's true.
Margin or profit.
That's true.
Right.
But I noticed one of our friends posted on Facebook.
We've had several.
That he accepts all cards and doesn't charge, doesn't penalize you for using a card. Now I respect that, and that's his right and all that. But and those little things, they don't bother me either. You know, those 17 cents, 37 cents, whatever, doesn't bother me. But you like you just said, you do that several hundred times a day.
Yeah,
that's what that merchant is being charged.
Right.
Now, I was talking to some people last night about this subject, and they said, why don't you just raise the price on your food?
People just raise, holy heck. Raise your prices 5 cents on a menu, and you'll hear an onslaught of, I don't know if I can afford to eat here anymore. Well, Jack, if a nickel's the difference, you couldn't afford to eat here to begin with. And it comes back to no matter – and I hear this comment all the time when somebody goes, oh, man, they sure think a lot of their food, what they charge for it, they don't think enough of their food. Whatever you think it should cost is wrong and inconsequential. It costs what it costs because that's what they need to charge to almost make a profit. If restaurants operated on the same profit margin as, say, Walmart or JCPenney, a Happy Meal from McDonald's would be $15.
Mm-hmm.
A steak at a restaurant, not a fancy steak like Ruth's Chris, I'm talking like an Applebee's, would be $45, $50. Yep. That's what food should cost. The price of food dining out is deflated artificially.
Yeah.
And that's why it is so hard. And in the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to see, simply because you can't pay people enough when you charge those piddly-anny prices,
mm-hmm.
to pay good people to stay in your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are leaving the restaurant industry in droves because you can't make a decent living at a job that is physically harder than being a teacher,
yeah.
mentally just as demanding.
Well, I see yeah. especially chain right. restaurants right. or they're falling off by the wayside.
Right.
They can't be creative.
And in 5 to 10 years, the restaurant scene in America is going to look just like it did in the 50s and 60s, where the only people who can afford to go out are rich people. And the only person you have to blame for that is the middle class of America, because middle class is the ones that want to look like they're rich, but they don't want to pay more than
$10. Mm-hmm.
And the reality is you can't make money in the restaurant industry charging $10
for a meal. I see certain chains, mm-hmm. They do these. If they're doing 2-for-1s and they're yep. doing kids eat free,
yeah.
then
they struggle.
You're doing it. You do things out of one or two reasons, out of strength or out of weakness.
Yep.
And a lot of times it's out of weakness because
yeah.
they're just trying to get bodies in the door.
Yeah,
exactly.
Go for the volume.
And you're not going to have a good dining experience right. in a place that is worried about getting butts in the door.
Right, but. I would love to see some text on our Callahan Irish Social Club text line.
He got it!
About what your thoughts are on being charged that service.
And I can tell you, within 2 years, every single restaurant will do it
right.
on every level. McDonald's right. will do it. Subway will do it. Ruth's Chris will do it if they're not always. That has been the recommendation from the National Restaurant Association.
I remember just two decades ago, mm-hmm. in the last decade or two, that a lot of restaurants and businesses wouldn't accept American Express
mm-hmm.
because of their service
right,
fees.
Their fees were so high.
And so they quit.
And Discover as well. Discover is a higher fee.
But now all places accept every credit card. I saw a Diners mm-hmm. Club card
yep.
for the first time in forever.
Yeah, which was the original day. Credit card, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. And so how do you feel about that, folks? How do you mm-hmm. feel about having to pay that? Or do you just pull the cash out? It's easier for me to pull my wallet out
mm-hmm.
than reach down my pocket and grab cash.
Yeah.
So
I got
to understand it.
I got a related item on that. And Stu, maybe you've got the answer.
Mm-hmm.
How do the servers know if I use a debit card to, you know, charge a meal and I put the tip on the ticket? How do they know that they're getting their fair share of the tips?
Oh, well, here's the thing. At a sit-down restaurant, that you fill it out, they when they close out their tickets, it automatically does it. Some restaurants will, you know, leave that in cash you take home with you. A lot of restaurants hold your credit card tips and put it on your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually don't get that money at night. Now, the other thing are these fast casual places that where you tip the individual, you know, that brings you your food or like that. And sandwich shops are the good example. You go in, you tell them what you want, you step down the line. A lot of those, the owner is allowed to keep the credit card tip because the law was written poorly to say that owners of the business are allowed to keep a percentage to recuperate the transaction fees. But it doesn't specify a percentage, so they can legally say, yeah, and the percentage we mm-hmm. choose is 100%. So there are a lot of restaurants that when you leave a credit card tip, the restaurant owner gets the tip, not the employee
so
that you
So the
attended
way around
for.
That is to hand some dollar bills to the server.
Well, there's that. But also, if that restaurant is passing the service fee on to – and this is for the service industry people. You need to know this. If they are passing the service fee on to the customer, then it is a federal crime for the owner to keep the tip then. That tip is meant for you because – they don't have a service fee to recuperate.
And what about the guy back on the grill? They don't get tips.
No. Mm-mm.
Some places have now put up jars that say tips for the cooks.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
That was a big subject, mm-hmm. a touchy subject for a few of my friends in the restaurant business a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it caused a lot of problems here in
yeah,
this town.
And I will say this. A server works harder in their shift than most people will work at their shift, no matter what they do.
Yeah.
And they've got the easiest job in the restaurant. The guys bussing tables and taking out garbage and cooking, their job's three times harder, and they don't make half what the servers do.
Yeah,
it's an inequity.
There's no guarantee what the servers are going to make tips.
There's
now, can
guarantee.
You pay the cooks a little more salary?
Not without raising prices, and people say they won't go out
Folks,
if prices are
get out
expensive.
There, support local, be local, buy local.
And tip.
Tip your servers.
Servers earn the tips, too.
Earn those tips.
Yeah.
And I had some March.
You know what goes good with Spam?
What?
Provolone.
Provolone. There you go.